Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Corey, I'm excited because at first it was 5.5 big questions. Now I'm hearing rumblings that you might have 10.5 big questions for the Cowboys season.
Yes, I have 10.5 questions for the Cowboys this season. It was 5.5, but Mike challenged me to be better at everything in life. And
I was surprised, too, when you said 10.5. I was like, wait, he doubled it up.
Yeah, I know. That's how I do things, Mike.
It feels weird that it wouldn't be 11. Okay. But, you know, that's fair.
Well, I think when we get to the half question, y'all will be like, oh, I get it, because it kind of it leaves things. All right, number one. Will one receiver lead in receptions, yards, and touchdowns this year, or will it be divvied up? Now, that's not a two-part. That's not two questions. That is one question.
Ooh,
I think it's a great question, and I think it'll be divvied up. I'm not going to say each one will lead in each category. I could see somebody leading in receptions and yards, that being the same guy, but I could see another receiver. Let's just say CeeDee Lamb. To me, he looks like a touchdown maker. So I could see where maybe Amari Cooper has, let's say, 1,250 yards. I'm hoping he's healthy and has a season like that. But I could see where Gallup could probably have more touchdowns too than Amari Cooper. But I could see where CeeDee Lamb has like 9 touchdowns to lead in touchdown receptions.
Kevin?
Yeah, I am going to say...
Oh, are you going to put it all on Michael Gallup to be the number one receiver this year?
I think I might.
Oh, my God. I could see it in his eyes, dude.
I think I'm feeling receptions and yardage leader Michael Gallup and then touchdown leader elsewhere.
Okay. Is it going to be Jarwin then? Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
man. Jarwin's going to be the leading touchdown.
Hold on. How many Jarwin-based questions do you have before I go nuts about this?
I think that's the only Jarwin-based question I have.
That would probably be foolish. So I'll say Amari leads in touchdowns.
Okay. All right. There you go. Man, that's an interesting – and Reggie, do you have a feeling on that too? Are you feeling that Michael Gallup's getting everything this year, or is it just all Amari?
No, it feels very divvied up type season. I mean, when you that's kind of the appeal of the offense. That's everything that we've heard from the coaching staff. Of course, now you get into the season, and sometimes things just work out a certain way. But when you have three really dominant guys, I imagine you want to use them.
Number two, question number two on the 11.5 big questions for the Cowboys this year. Will Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch returned to form of 2 years ago. And obviously they switched too. They switched positions now. So now Vander Esch is the one calling the plays.
Is it a cheat if I say no, but they'll get 90% of the way there?
No, that's fine. That's better than last year, right?
Heck yeah, it is. What were they last year? 60%?
Yeah,
50%?
Vander Esch missed most of the season, right? And they weren't tackling well when the season started, and they finished tackling poorly.
90%.
All right.
They will get back. I'm going to say they'll get back to 2018.
Woo! This team's going to be awesome.
I just marked a championship squad right there, I think.
Well,
all right.
Here's what I'm hoping real quick is I'm hoping that the defensive tackles really help them out.
Yes.
And I know that we've already lost one of the defensive tackles, but I'm hoping the way that they're talking about Tristan Hill, I won't buy Tristan Hill till I see it. But the way they're talking about it, now you have Poe, who's still there, obviously did not get hurt in preseason or whatever we call it, training camp. So I think that they'll have better opportunities to have freedom to make plays.
All right, number three, will Dak have more rushing touchdowns than Tony Pollard? Dak has had 6, 6, 6, by the way, that's
evil.
Scary. And then 3 last year, and Tony Pollard had 2 last year. Will Dak
yes.
have more?
Yes.
Yes. Tony Pollard, though, I think catches a couple touchdowns.
Okay, so you're going to give him.
I think we get him in mismatch situations.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even you've talked, Corey, a lot about the screens. What at times better place than maybe you're at the 25-yard line or so and you run a screen and you get the blocking and bam, you have a touchdown there. So
you agree, Kevin, with the receiving touchdowns from Pollard?
Yeah, and that's a nice way, because I mean,
burgers, baby.
You're gonna have to figure out where all these damn touchdowns are coming from, or like you said, Corey, we're gonna be scoring all the points.
Aside from Dak, who will throw another touchdown pass for the Cowboys this year?
Can anybody throw? I mean, I know Dez could throw. Can anybody throw?
Amari Cooper.
You think Amari Cooper's going to toss one this year?
I just, in case I disrespected in terms of the receptions, he's going to make up for it by showing that he's got a little something. He's gonna throw for a touchdown.
Are you asking the question also, how confident are we that Dak plays every snap this year?
Ooh, interesting.
I'm very confident.
That's up to you to decide.
Because I would say, like, Harry. I'm pretty confident, because really the easy answer would be, at some point Andy Dalton's going to have to come in because people get hurt and he's going to have to throw the ball, and he better throw some touchdowns while he's there. But, I mean, really, we haven't had to use a backup quarterback in the whole time that Dak's been the quarterback.
I'm putting Tony Pollard on the list of guys that throws for another touchdown this year, by the way. So that's just me, though. Will the Cowboys finish with a better division record than they have the last 3 years? By the way, over the last 3 years, the Cowboys have finished 5-1 in their division.
No.
And is that ridiculous that they have finished 5-1 in their division the last 3 years and made the playoffs, what, once?
We know what the division is.
Twice, right?
Twice, okay,
yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, I think
this is this is the worst division in football.
I think they'll go 5-1 again.
Really?
I do.
Who's winning a game against them?
One of the Eagles games. Normally I would be like the road game, but I know that like that affiliation won't be the same as it has in years past. So if I can cheat and just go, I don't know, one of them. And so I say they lose one of the Eagles games, sweep the Giants and the Washingtons.
I feel like we took for granted that this division was so poor for the last 3 years. And that Jason Garrett was pretty good against this division. In his career, he was really good
against
this division. I think he had one losing season against the division. Even when they were bad at stuff, he was still able to win against guys that he knew something about. Will we see more texts saying fire McCarthy or get rid of Dak this year?
Oh, man. This might be the easiest question so far. All right, because some of these questions, man, I've really had to, like, think a lot about. Corey, I'm just going off of people don't like to change their mind or change their opinions about anything. So any success that this team has will all be because of McCarthy, and any failure they have will all be because of Dak. So I think you got at least a year or two before McCarthy is ready to be run out of town by the fans. You got lots of fans who have been ready to run him out, Dak out, since they lost the 2016 playoff game, and they were mad that Romo didn't get to play. So I think overwhelmingly it's going to be Dak.
One guy was leading that push, by the way.
We're in the honeymoon phase of coach. I think it'll be really rare that people are blaming McCarthy this year. Now, that being said, I know this goes to sports card investing. Do you know, since the draft, the quarterback card that has gone up the most in the NFL is Dak Prescott? So we might be arguing and fighting back and forth. Is Dak good? Is Dak not good? The person that people that are investing the most in this offseason is Dak Prescott. More than Lamar Jackson, more than Patrick Mahomes, more than Russell Wilson. That's the card that has gone up the most in the market. Because I think a lot of people see he has the weapons, and then there is a lot of motivation. He didn't get a contract. I think it's going to be a great year for him.
What do you think about that, Corey,
by the way?
Well, I don't remember the question, guys.
Your question!
Oh, I think it's going to be absolutely Dak, because for the last 4 years, that's all that it's been, and they have never gotten rid of Dak. And the more that Dak grows, like, you heard Jerry talk about that. He talks about his class. And that's something that I think gets understated a lot also. Like, I talk about his ability to just stay on the football field and be healthy and be available. That's a huge quality. I mean, look at Carson Wentz and how many times that team's gotten screwed over by him and him just not being available for injury. Now, sure, they won a Super Bowl, but that's a different story for a different time. When it comes to, like, Dak's class, that's something that I just don't understand about the fan base. You have all these great qualities, plus a dude that throws a ball that guys love catching. He's just, maybe it's just because he doesn't read the game in his fourth year like Aaron Rodgers. I understand that. Aaron Rodgers sat his ass on the bench for a long time, too, and got to learn behind one of the greatest. Which offensive lineman will play all of the games this year?
Zach.
Interesting, because wasn't he hurt a little bit recently?
Yeah.
But I think he's healthy right now.
Your other choices is Connor Williams with a ACL, and he's a fringe. Like, you could see Connor McGovern start for him. You have Badass, who I think the head coach really likes and wants to make him the starting center at some point this year. And then so my choices are Lyle's already done because he can't he can't start all 16. So my choices to me are between Tyron and Zach are my two choices.
Yeah.
Tyron's not the one.
I think you guys are probably right. I will also go with Zach Martin.
That's frightening because, I mean, like, healthy teams, healthy on the offensive line are usually the teams that go far. And that's a big place to not be healthy.
And I appreciate what Jerry said. He likes the flexibility they have and everything like that. And I do think they have the flexibility. But the thing that kind of ignores is, like, there's a discernible talent drop off in that flexibility. Like, you can't just go from Zach Martin or Tyron Smith to somebody else. And you're like, right. We're fine.
Yeah, it's the same guy. Yeah. I mean, same all pro. Yeah, so we're going to be okay.
I am starting to have some real concerns about this, and this stems from, you know, Bassick brought this up a couple weeks ago. We did a segment about it. Like, could the offensive line be the biggest problem? And I'm definitely concerned.
Go ahead and pull up the schedule for a future question, because I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Which of the pass rushers finishes the season with the most sacks, and will we be impressed by that amount of sacks?
I don't think we'll be impressed, but I think it'll be Tank Lawrence with 10. Are you guys going to be impressed if he has 10?
No.
Oh, my God. But are you going to say his name?
No, I need him to get to, like, 14.
Did y'all make that agreement yet? Was that an agreed upon thing?
Ooh, that we might need to hammer out. I'll DM him. We might need to hammer out the logistics of this. You know what? I think he will. He says he gets motivated by it, and I think the strength of the rest of the interior line will help him open up some opportunities. And so, yeah, no, I think he will get 14, and I think I will have to humble myself to him in a few months.
Okay. I think that Everson Griffin and him tie with 12 this year. And if they do that, wow. I'm pretty impressed by what they accomplished.
If they combine for 24, I feel like we're pretty stoked about that.
When I was on San Francisco radio, they were not speaking too highly of Aldon Smith.
You just keep throwing that in our faces, don't you?
That's fine. That's fine.
Well, they have a lot more. They have a history with them. They know him. We don't know him at all, especially through coronavirus.
He was a bad person, man. That's just the way it is. So I get it.
Do they love having you on because of the Barry Bonds thing? Is that why San Francisco radio likes you?
Yeah, okay. But they use me for football now too, for Cowboys coverage. Smart. So they, they brought up, like, hey, you guys are morons thinking Aldon Smith's actually going to kind of, like, stay on the field and not mess up. And then also be productive after 5 years off. And I was like, yeah, I said, I agree with you. After 5 years off, it's going to be very tough to just hit the ground running and be great again like he was 6 years ago. But I was like, I don't know about the off-field stuff. I'm hoping that that is behind him. But I guess because they had to live through every other week something bad happening, that's where they're at with them.
Did you tell them that you're, yeah, but my co-hosts are injected with the blue juice, and that's all they think is that Aldon Smith can be great again?
Let's see who has more blue juice inside of them. Right.
This. Here we go. Zeke has surpassed 2,000 total yards one time in his young career. Now, that's combined receiving and rushing yards, and by 1 yard. 2,001 yards last year. I think last year. Can he do it again? And will it be this year?
Kevin, I'm going to say no, because a lot of people are going to be happy. He's only going to be carrying the ball about 15 to 20 times a game.
Yeah, and like I don't know if the passes will be there to make up the gap either. So I'm going to say no, not because of like his declining skills, which I still think are there, but just because of lack of opportunity.
Do you think he'll have a game or two this year where he has a 250, 300 yards compiled in one game?
No. 200 I could see. 300, I cannot fathom that happening. 200 I could see.
pay attention to fantasy sports, bro. It happens.
Okay.
Zeke? And go look at your at the schedule here. Which game is going to be the make or break game for this Dallas Cowboys team this year? The moment where this is the one they either win it and they go in, or they lose and they're done.
I think that it's going to be that Pittsburgh game right before the bye. Okay, so like, if you look at the, and here's the reason, if you look at the beginning of the schedule, like, you don't see any games that aren't winnable. I know it could be tough, you know, against several of these teams, but I could easily see the Cowboys getting up to like 6-1, or if they trip up 4-3. But you're going to be coming off an Eagles game that one way or another, we all feel like is going to go a long way in towards deciding who wins this division. So are you coming off that Eagles game with a win and then you beat Pittsburgh and you've like catapulted into the bye as one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL? Did you lose that Eagles game and now lose the Pittsburgh game and now you're struggling going into the bye when you can't win the division, wondering if you can even make the playoffs? Like, I feel like those two games at the beginning of November going into the bye, especially that Pittsburgh game, could tell you a lot about whether this team matters or doesn't.
It'll be the day where I tell my wife, you can have my body any way you want all day long, and I wear lingerie for. It's Sunday, December 27th against the Eagles, week 16.
Is that the Christmas present? Don't be cheap, Mike.
Is that her birthday?
That is her birthday.
Okay, I was like,
still, don't be cheap. Get her something nice.
That's what you tell her, huh? I wake up
and I just put on my birthday. Well, no, I do put on a little lingerie and I say, God, any way you want.
Why? Are you still
here for you?
I think, Kevin, it'll be the Niners game in December. That's the one that will be the make or break for this team. I will add this. Last question. Have you bought in?
Yeah, 100%.
We'll find out.
Okay, well, I mean, I have.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.